Sports with Mike Kazi. Two men out, bottom of the ninth, down two runs are the New York Yankees.
That one's driven deep to center field, going back. Haniger still back. Track, wall, see ya. Tie game. A two-run shot.
Gio Urshela, who is going to be their new third baseman. I don't think they can get him out of the lineup now. Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. See, that's the beauty of it. Yeah. All these young kids are producing, yeah, and soon as the other guys come back, they'll be out of the lineup, and the Yankees will suck again.
I don't think they're going to take this kid out of the lineup. He's just been...
Oh, yes, they will.
I don't know. He's just been... His bat's been good. His glove's been good. I don't think they'll take him out of the lineup till something happens where he slows down.
Nah, never going to happen. The media will make sure. They'll make sure that they make the moves. The Yankees still have nobody in their lineup, and they're winning.
No, it's scary. Hey, how about, once again, second no-hitter for that guy from Oakland?
Yeah, Mike Fears. Yep, second career no-hitter. In a baseball mindset, where five innings is a quality start, to have somebody pitch a nine-inning no-hitter, it's almost like finding a unicorn.
I know. It's amazing.
Yep.
Well, anyways, so congratulations to him.
Absolutely.
A no-no is a great achievement, just like a perfect game is a better achievement. But you throw two no-nos in your career. That's pretty cool.
That is. I mean, look at all the pitchers that pitched to Major League Baseball. Never did it, and he did it twice.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah. All right, where else do we want to go in sports?
St. Louis Blues beat the Dallas Stars in double overtime in a Game 7 last night to move on to the semifinals for the Western Conference. St. Louis beat Dallas 2-1, win the series 4-3. They move on to see if they're going to play the winner of the Colorado-San Jose game tonight.
Wow, double overtime.
Double overtime, Game 7. Can't ask for more than that.
No, and that's what people don't understand who don't watch hockey, how exciting it is, especially when you get into double overtimes. These guys are skating. I tell you, it's amazing they have any legs left at all.
I mean, hockey, any shift can end the game. Yep. Any shift. It's not a pitch. It's not a play. It's a shift, and it happens suddenly. I mean, it's a bounce. It's anything that can happen to change it, and it happens instantaneously. There's no other sport where that happens.
All right, and the bad luck for Jason Pierre-Paul continues. Fractured neck, broke his neck in a single car crash in South Florida. Going to miss at least the next year and probably going to end his career.
He's crazy if he ever plays again.
Yeah.
Because it broke your neck. It's not... I would not play football, that's for sure.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, bad decisions lead to bad things, and first it started with the firecrackers, and now it's this, so.
He wasn't, no ticket or anything like that, it was just actually
an accident.
Yeah.
It happens.
But, boy, I tell you, he actually had 12 over 12 sacks last year and everything, which amazed me that he came back, but our best to him, but it doesn't look good for him coming back to play football.
Shouldn't, but that don't mean he won't.
Yeah. All right, what else we got here? What else?
Well, the Red Sox and the Rays held sway with the Yankees. They both won last night, so Yankees are still two games behind Tampa Bay, and the Red Sox are still six behind Tampa Bay. And Houston lost.
They lost.
That's a surprise.
It is.
Houston lost. But you know what? The Mets won.
Let's hear it for the Mets.
Alonso hit a home run in the top of the ninth to put them ahead, and the bullpen miraculously held San Diego, and they come away with a 7-6 win. Kansas City walloped Houston, like I said. They beat them 12-2. And the hapless team in baseball, the Derek Jeter-run Miami, whatever they're called now, lost again to Chicago 5-2. Their run to the worst team in baseball is solid.
Oh yeah, it's they're bad. They're bad.
They only have 10 wins. Every other team you can mention has at least 13. The Miami Mud Hens have 10. Great job, Derek. Trade some more guys away.
All right. Anything else? I guess that's about it, right?
Neither horse that ran first in neither horse that ran first in the Kentucky Derby was going to be running in the Preakness. So it's a fitting year for this to happen with the three-year-olds because they're not very good. So we'll see what happens. Preakness will be run regardless.
The Triple Crown will go forward. That's exactly right.
There won't be a winner this year.
Not this year.
And, you know, people, like we said a few times, when you have it happen two times in 3 years, people think it's too easy again. Just look at Saturday in a microcosm. You have a winner at a Kentucky Derby, and then you don't.
Yeah.
And now neither one is running.
It's not to win the Triple Crown.
It's a feat.
It's an unbelievable feat.
That's why there's not a lot of them.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking about feet, I got to get going to speak to Pat Pagano, find out more about Mother's Day weather.
It don't sound good.
It doesn't. It looks bleak for Mother's Day.
Yeah,
but we'll see what happens.
Sit in the house and do nothing.
All right. I'll speak to you later.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, Mike. Take care. Mike Cossey. With a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.